across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You have ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, and we're back. Well, there's two of us. A bit of a roll call around the team. We're light on the staff today.
Yeah, we are.
Producer Jackson.
Holidays.
Holidays. Maddie, been COVID tested.
Yep.
Hamish from the newsroom.
Still here.
Still here.
Yay.
Jade and I are still here, so we're just holding this ship together by the bare threads that it is.
There's a lot of duct tape.
Yeah, that's right.
What it is this morning. But welcome back. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. You know what? 2 weeks of sitting around at home and you get itchy feet. I'm just saying.
Like, are you dying to get back to work?
No. Let's not get too crazy. It's still a job. But
you're being dramatic. Itchy feet.
Well, you know, you got to ham it up. It's the entertainment industry, Jade.
Oh, I've been so relaxed. I'm telling you now, no stress.
Yeah.
It's been great.
You know, I figured my most relaxed day I've had in years, it felt like, was Thursday.
Yep.
Like, just this Thursday gone. It took me that whole 10 days to finally wind down,
yeah. Yeah,
and then I was relaxed and, it's back to work again.
The first week was just BS because just still waking up
at
early.
5 o'clock. Yeah, because we had
horrible.
That. The first day, like the Saturday after we wrapped up, was Anzac Day. And everyone did all the dawn services in the street.
Yeah.
Body clock woke me up. It was very nice, actually. Everyone standing around with candles in our street. It was good.
You went out the front?
Yeah. Went out the front.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very nice. Hamish, it's good to see you as well.
Yeah, good to see you guys as well. I've been staring into an empty studio for the better part of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been lonely. You could have picked up the phone, Hamish. I'm here for you.
Didn't say I'm lonely, I'm just saying.
Hamish has got a full and happy social life.
Without me in your life, you're lonely.
That's very
this is true. This is true.
I think that's narcissism. That is. But yeah, it's good to have the team back. It's good to be back. Of course, we'll be finding out all of the updates re-COVID-19 in just a minute with yourself, Hamish.
Yes, indeed.
Look forward to that. Right now, though, Avicii to kick off our first show back. Hey, brother, here at New FM. Avicii right across Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM. And Hamish is joining us here from the newsroom to give us a little update re-everything COVID-19.
Yes. You lost my intro, so you're going to have to do something sort of...
Sorry about that.
Hamish with the latest. How
is
that?
Better, that's better. That's
live version.
Live radio. Radio. Okay, let's get started on this. What's happened over the last few weeks that you've been away? There's been an announcement about the easing of restrictions across the country, including and New South Wales.
Yeah, this is massive.
Yeah, and it starts today. So what's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual and staged process. So from today, cafes and restaurants will open for 10 people. Outdoor equipment, so the gym equipment and pools will also be allowed to open as well too, and have to be very cautious about the way they do it.
Mm.
Also too, weddings, allowing that to increase to 10 people for people to attend, and outdoor funerals will allow for 30 mourners,
right,
20
okay.
if it's held indoors. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
to do, because that was one of the real concerns that people weren't able to say farewell to loved ones.
Because out of curiosity, you can't put off a funeral, can you? Like, once you die, is there a certain amount of time
stick
for...
Stick them in the fridge for a while.
That's what I mean.
Not,
like,
it's
you
not that long.
Because I reckon there probably would have been a lot of people just saying, oh, look, can we put it off?
I think people were having services, like sort of memorial services after the fact, or at least putting them off. But the funerals themselves, I mean, it depends on...
It's kind of got to go ahead.
Yeah.
You've got a week or two tops,
it is.
Really.
Yeah. So if you got to, if the outdoor funerals now have 30 people, they'll allow for them. So what's going to happen is that this is stage one. There's going to be three stages in total of these gradual easing of restrictions. In a couple of weeks' time, we'll go to stage two.
Yeah.
And that'll be more people allowed out in groups, more people allowed in people's homes. And then finally, stage three, we'll see, generally speaking, a full return to work. The reason why they're spacing it between a couple of weeks is that's kind of the incubation period for if there's a new rise in the virus, then they can actually see what measures are actually working and what are actually the threat to bringing the virus back into the community.
So, Hamish, once the like this all goes, if there is an outbreak, what does that mean? Do we revert back to...
Largely, they'd look at where the outbreak happened and then try and figure out what restrictions to that they'll have to reimpose.
So they might go like, possible. Hey, it's going back to this level.
Yep.
Because you guys were, you've gotten the
you've been
infection.
Naughty.
Yeah, you've been naughty, or you've got the infection back, or whatever it is, they could go, right, it's back to that one where you can't even do anything.
Sure, absolutely. Right. It could happen in, under worst case scenario, but they'll look at everything very carefully. That's why they want everyone to get tested. You know, everyone, so you get the broadest amount of data possible to sort of determine where or where outbreaks are happening, et cetera. Also, too, schools are returning for one day a week face-to-face learning from today. That'll be on a roster system, of course. The state government's still aiming for a full-scale return by term three. Locally, the one additional case of coronavirus has been detected in the heart of New England. That's over the weekend. That's because of the brand-new testing facilities that have been set up at McDonald Jones Stadium, which has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So I mean, in spite of that, it's really great that in spite of everyone taking advantage of the testing just to see if they've got the virus.
Yeah,
you're laughing.
Because we think it could, like, what if it was Maddie?
The one. One case. Maddie hasn't got his results yet.
I wouldn't put it past old Maddie. Everything comes crashing down because of Maddie.
In the one case in the whole region, we both looked at each other and knew that was the same joke playing out in our mind. That one they've set up at McDonald Jones Stadium, I'll talk about it a little bit more later in the show, but I did go and just try it out because they're just inviting anyone now. Like, you can just... And, you get the old stick up the nose and stuff. Mm. It's quite interesting. So we'll chat more about that later. But it's a good setup that they've got. Like, it feels, it's efficient. They go, you book your appointments, like lane four, and there's heaps of space between everything.
Wow.
And everyone's all kitted out. It's quite a good bit of setup.
Sort of disappointing in a way, because it's obviously not as fun as going to the KFC. I don't know if you've downloaded the app.
The one where you can drive-through at Broadmeadow.
It's so good.
Certainly not as fun as getting KFC. How they sugarcoat this, it's not.
Just treat yourself afterwards.
Same drive-through vibe, but different in a number of
different
key
outcome.
Ways.
It's like you're the chicken.
That's right.
Well, guys, thanks for that, Hamish.
All right.
Interesting stuff.
But we have a chance for you to get on our list today to win the VIP Bell Box with $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Crevo.
Good
this is
stuff.
So up your alley.
Yeah.
They've got the Hunter Bell Milks, which I've never tried, which I'd love to. Handmade Jersey butter, natural yogurt, tasty block of cheese. So much more in
this
hamper.
It's a good year. It's basically a delicious dairy hamper from Hunter Bell.
Yeah.
Get around it.
So if you want to win, or at least get on the list to win, you need to guess what's in my box this morning. You're going to give it a shake. Ooh, something really big in there. First clue, Crevo. You can spend a long time with it or a short time.
Oh, all right. 13:10:09. Get yourself on the standby list to win one of these delicious Hunter Bell cheese packs. We're doing that next with What's in Jade's Box. Right after your traffic.
What's in Jade's Box?
All right, this is your chance to get on the standby list to win yourself one of these delicious VIP Bell boxes worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Company.
Yum!
It's got all the good stuff in it. Yogurt, cheese, halloumi, feta, all delivered to your door. Amazing stuff. You can order yours now from just $45 for a limited time. HunterBellDairy.com for all the information and to order.
All righty, Crevo. So I'm going to give my box a shake one more time.
Let's do it.
All right. The first clue was you can spend a long time with it or a short time.
Okay.
Should I give another clue now?
I think you should.
All right. Another clue. You have to press a button to enjoy it.
Oh, all right. 13:10:09 if you want to play.
Morning, Oscar.
Oscar, how you doing?
We're having...
Yeah, I think...
Aliens.
Here we go. We're on. I reckon now.
Hello, Oscar?
Let's try that.
Oscar!
Hello?
Yay! Sorry, mate. I'm pressing the buttons. Maddie's away today, so...
You're doing good, Creepo.
Thank you.
He's doing okay, isn't he, Oscar?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. You know what? I did need your validation, Oscar. I was really, you know, struggling here.
So, Oscar, you're up early. What's going on?
Going to mum's early with dad because he's going to work and he goes past mum, so yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you catch up with mum yesterday or are you celebrating Mother's Day?
Caught up with mum yesterday, yeah.
Oh, did you spoil her? What'd she get?
We bought her 2 lotto tickets and some pyjamas.
Oh, that's the dream. Honestly, I'd be stoked if that was
hey,
me.
Hey, she could win lotto twice and she gets pyjamas.
Yeah, there's nothing like a fresh pair of pyjamas. Hey, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Well, all right, man. We gave you an extra clue. What do you think could be in my box this morning?
I reckon it was a hair comb.
Oh, it's not a hair comb.
No, sorry, mate.
I feel bad.
That's all right. We can put you on the standby list anyway to win this VIP bell box. Yeah, Oscar says. Yeah, just do that. Of course we'll do it. Thanks for hanging out with us, mate.
Yeah. All right.
All right, awesome.
Bye,
well,
dude.
What's in Jade's box? Back tomorrow for another swing at this. And anyone who does call the show today, in with a chance to win that VIP bell box.
So, Crevo... A thief has been captured?
Yeah, so it's a fugitive who was, like, on the run from police.
Yeah.
The way he got himself found out, though, has to be heard to be believed. I'll give the full details after the news with Hamish in just a second here at New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back, minus Maddie. Although you've got some very exciting news, re Lana Del Rey Day.
Yeah, so, okay, I was just scrolling through my Instagram feed just then. And then I just fell I came across Lana Del Rey's post. Mm. Turns out she's pregnant.
That's very exciting for her.
Yeah, the big announcement. And then I obviously had to jump online and find out.
Confirm. What are all the deets?
What's happening?
Give us the Woman's Day article. It's blowing everything out of proportion.
Well, apparently on February 20th, there was a Reddit page going, I think she's pregnant, Lana Del Rey feed.
Whispers on the internet. The front page of the internet.
It's just great. I love how fans can cotton on to stuff really, really fast. Well, I was oblivious.
They'll see, you know, say she's wearing like a flowing dress or something. They'll see it like brush past her stomach and go, that's bigger than it used to be.
Yeah.
Like real hardcore fans.
They know.
They're a breed into their own, you know.
But I was just saying to you then, now's the time as a celebrity you'd want to be pregnant. And if you
what
wanted.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, you want to be pregnant if you're a celebrity right now because what? You can just fly under the radar.
Okay, like you reckon better privacy sort
of
thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Because the paparazzi have to stay home.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's just golden opportunity. Like, you could get away with so much now as a celebrity, like just going down to the shops, not wanting to get, like, papped if you were, say, you know, George Clooney out the twins. Now's the time if you're a huge fan to be out in LA.
Yeah, right. Well, also not the time because you could get the Rona, but I guess in a weird way. Also, no one's thinking of the paparazzi though. They're doing it tough at the moment, aren't they? Every celebrity's staying home. That's the other side of this coin. They're the ones really hurting in this economy.
Well, I guess.
The paparazzi are doing it tough. Have a thought. Spare a thought for them, you know? Next, though, we are chatting about a thief, who's been captured. He was on the run from police. The way he was captured, though, it's got to be heard to be believed.
Rookie? Rookstar?
Sort of, but it's...
First time on the run?
Maybe, but it's something that could happen to anyone. Let's put it that way. We'll get into the full details in just minutes here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is off for corona testing, so it's the two of us holding the fort here, Jade.
Yes, we are. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, always better as the full team.
Yeah, that's true.
We do what we can with what we got. We're grifters.
That's it. But you know what? I love a good thief story.
Criminal.
The life of crime sort of fascinates me.
True crime is fascinating.
It is. And you've just dropped this, dangled this carrot about this little thief that's gone astray.
So it was two suspected criminals on the run in Nottinghamshire over in the UK.
England.
Now, the two of them split up and went the separate ways, and realising the cops are on the scent to this one guy, he runs into this wooded area.
Yeah.
So he's like, right, the forest, that'll get rid of him. You know, they don't...
Just like Robin Hood.
Exactly. They don't have the dogs, so they won't be able to find me. And he's like hidden himself under this bit of branch, this bit of brush that was like hanging up against a side of another log.
Yeah.
It's like, right, they'll never find me in here. The officers are walking around the area, but because it was very thick, the bush, they weren't able to see him. And then this is how the BBC, respected journalist from the BBC, reported this. His location remained a mystery until they had heard a noise believed to be the sound of someone breaking wind. He got done by his own fart.
Oh, no.
My favourite bit of the story continues when he was arrested alongside another suspect from the same crime, found hiding behind a fireplace in a nearby home.
No.
It's like something out of a cartoon. One of them's gone up the fireplace like Santa Claus, and the other one's hid under a bush.
Wow. That's
done
incredible.
By his own fart.
You know what? That happens when you're in the fetal position, though.
Yeah, well,
all the gases.
That's right. They build up and they swirl around, and then when you bend your legs around, sometimes you just can't help but release.
Oof.
I wonder, you know, he might have been thinking, right, this is just going to be a quiet one. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you never risk the quiet one.
You know, when you think it's going to be quiet, you're in a public situation or, you know, sitting with friends.
Yeah.
And it's always the time when the room goes quiet as well.
Yeah.
Just when you let it out. And sometimes it'll cost you, you know, time in jail.
I secretly let out a little... secret silenter the other day.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
2 days ago, I'll be honest. Yeah. I was at the shops.
Okay.
I was shopping for Mother's Day. And I was at one of the racks and I was having a look and I was like, oh.
I just had
a coffee and a donut.
Yeah. The coffee.
The laxative natural effect. Mm. And I was like, oh. And I sort of let it out and then it was a bit smelly. And then it's just when.
Leave the area.
Yeah. No. Two workers came by and I was like, go away, go away. I'm trying to wheel them away. And then I was just pretending like, oh, nothing, it wasn't me, nothing's happened. And then I was like, quickly done the turn and did the runner.
Always an awkward moment. Brightening up the show, turning it around a bit, because adult dancing clubs over in the US, they're feeling left out of this whole reopening situation. They've got a strategy, a plan to bring back their business to the masses. We'll get into the details of that in just minutes here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is, of course, away for his corona testing. You and I just holding the ship here. And over in the States, things are a little different. Like, we've had our lockdown here and things are going pretty well. Over there, though, certain parts of the country still pretty serious. One of the businesses, though, that's desperately trying to get itself reopened and is trying to put its efforts forward to, you know, to get approval to do this is adult dancing clubs. Mm. Let's call them that, because they're saying that they're going to be able to do it safely even with the clothes off, as long as all the dancers wear gloves and face masks.
Well, as long as they're, I guess, cleaning the pole. Like, they sanitise the pole, they're getting on it and sanitising their hands.
I'm guessing so. I mean, it's usually like a...
Because you're not
stainless steel, isn't it? I guess you can wipe it down.
Exactly.
Spray it.
I guess unless, you know, anyone's paying for those sort of one-on-one.
The lap, on the dancing around the lap type situations.
Situations.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really, but apparently you're not meant to touch them anyway.
Well, I think what I've read is that, you know, it's over there, they're looking at, you know, they wouldn't be allowed to be those one-on-one dancers.
Yeah.
But it'd be more of the stage thing. And then the customers would have to obviously be what they call over in the States, 6 feet apart.
Right.
You know, so everyone would have to be well spaced out. You'd have limits on how many people can be in there.
Or, okay, another thing, they'd have to redesign their lingerie so they've got a little FPOS machine, so because they obviously can't accept cash as tips, so they'd be wearing this little pack, you know, so the guys could just like tap there.
Brings a whole new meaning to tap and go.
Tap and go,
it?
Yeah, it really does.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like it's a stretch to call that an essential service, but, you know, every business.
Stress relief.
Yeah, maybe. It's definitely, I mean, I don't know, exercise, I don't know if you can call it any of that, but. Every business is trying their way, their angle, to get themselves reopened and to get up and running again.
Oh, sexy masks. If you're in the lingerie industry right now, that's what you'd be getting onto, hey?
Well, I've seen actually, like over in some countries where the masks, everyone's wearing them, they're starting to come out with all sorts of designs. So you can have like lovely red lips or,
oh, wow,
you know, different colours of lipstick, I'm saying in inverted commas.
And did that do anything for you?
To be honest, it was a little bit like, oh, that's kind of nicer, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like a smile as well, you know.
So if Emmy, you know, put one on at home.
No.
And did you say, oh, Griva, little dance?
I still prefer no mask. Still a little bit weirded out by that.
I think there'll be some new fetishes.
I reckon
that,
oh, 100%.
Mask, the mask fetish.
Everyone's into something.
That is true.
Hey, after the news, Jade, I see on the board here you've been trying to win a motorbike.
Yes.
Didn't see you as really the motorbike riding type.
Really? Actually, I have my learners for my motorbike license.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And Ben and I owned a motorbike.
What?
Yeah, and we... But
no, you don't.
No, no, we used to, but we sold it. But I had ridden it. It was a Honda something rather. It was really cool. But that was back in the Sunshine Coast
fascinating
days.
Fascinating. Of course it was. All right, Jade's motorbike adventure. We're getting into it right after the news here at New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here today Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
Oh, and I'm excited because Happy Mobile Cafe's here.
Yay! I miss Carl and Benny so
much. I know,
their
smiling faces, their cheery demeanour, their
really
delicious
have.
Coffee. They're the whole package, you know, those boys.
They are. Like, if you need a coffee work van to come round to your business, call the Happy Mobile Cafe because, honestly, they're the best.
10 out of 10 every time. Delicious coffee. Can't wait to have ours that they're hooking us up with.
But I can't wait to win my Vespa. I'm on a mission to win a Vespa.
Jade, is this like that mansion that you're going to win?
Yes.
Over in Europe?
Yeah, I was. I bought a couple of raffle tickets to win a mansion about a year and a half ago. I didn't win.
Still holding out hope on that?
Mm-hmm, but I do. This is a legit competition,
is
this one. So.
Yeah, right. Jade and her competitions, this time trying to win a motorbike. And I'm going to ask you more in a minute, but you owned a motorbike before?
I did.
I can't believe that. You're getting around on a hog.
Oh, there's a photo somewhere.
Get it out.
I'll have to try and find it right now, but
I'll believe it when I hear about it.
Okay.
We'll do that in just a minute here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos, 105.3 New FM. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo, minus Maddie, who is out for corona testing. But Jade, you reckon you're going to win yourself a motorbike.
Yes,
this is a story I have to hear.
So we just finished our kitchen renovations and we thought we'd go out and buy ourselves.
By the way.
Thank you. We thought we'd go out and buy ourselves a new toaster. And so we're actually at David Jones and we're having a look all through there.
Yeah.
Because they've got like all the ranges, you know.
David Jones, aren't you fancy?
Oh, well, no, they just have everything. Yeah, and we went there to specifically look at a microwave.
Yep.
And so, anyway, we're there, we're looking at the toasters. Is it the DeLonghi?
Oh, yeah, DeLonghi.
DeLonghi,
yeah.
That's good brand.
High-end brand.
Anyway, so we're there and we're looking at the toasters and Ben falls in love with this one particular one, this DeLonghi.
Falls in love.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, that looks amazing. It's got the four bits of toast where you can press down because we've only ever had the two bits of bread.
How much toast do you eat?
Oh, a fair bit.
Like, you ever going, like, you ever putting down two bits and going, oh, I wish we had two more right now.
Yeah.
Really?
100%. Because Ben and I don't know, like, we eat, like, scrambled eggs and do the breakfast for dinner.
Oh, okay. That actually starts to make a lot more sense.
And so there's nothing worse when you've cooked two bits of bread and your bacon and your eggs are just sitting on the counter waiting for the next two pieces to cook.
Couldn't you have one each and then put two more on?
It's not the same.
Oh, okay.
You got to get your meal all in one go. So anyway, Ben fell in love with this one toaster and I was like, oh, I wasn't too fazed. But then I was like, you know what? Let's get that one because if you buy this toaster, you go on the running to win this Vespa. I said, you get your toaster, I get my Vespa. So I'm there and I was sort of reading I did a brief scan, so I ripped off about four or five bits of paper thinking I needed the entry forms. Like on
how many, because isn't it one entry per toaster?
Yeah, so I discovered that once I read the terms and conditions. So I was trying to, you know, get more entries, being greedy, as Maddie would say.
Yep.
And that backfired. But I've gone online and I'm trying to read all the terms and conditions, do everything correctly. Like, you've got to make sure you fill out your name and you register on the DeLonghi website and all this
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm thinking, has it gone through? Have I done it right? So then I'm reading the form and I've gotten the promotions email for DeLonghi.
Yeah.
It's a female.
Oh, Jade. This is classic Jade. So, I want to speak to the manager.
Yes. So I wanted to really make sure that they'd 100% I've got an error. So this is what I've written to them. So promotion.au@delonghigroup.com. Yep. Good morning. I was hoping you'll be able to confirm that I've registered correctly to be in the running to win the beautiful orange Vespa. ? I bought the Rome Orange Icona Capitals 4-slice toaster, and in brackets I put orange is my favourite colour. Hoping that I'm going to get brownie points.
Preferential treatment.
The Vespa.
Probably just a draw.
Yeah, and then I've attached my receipt in case you need it, and I thank you in advance for your help. But they haven't gotten back to me.
Yeah, that's because they've gone, who's this stooge? That's just everyone's in the draw. You're not getting any. You've probably been taken out of the draw for trying to bribe them.
Surely
with your
not.
Preferential treatment idea.
Well, they could at least say, yeah, you've done it all right. So now I'm just in limbo, wondering if I have or I haven't done it properly.
When did you email them?
On Saturday.
Oh, they wouldn't have checked it yet. Think about it, Jade. Promotions manager, that's a Monday to Friday job. 100%.
Mm.
You're not opening an email. And Monday, you're not probably even looking at it. I reckon you get a response by midweek.
Okay.
Let's move this forward a little bit.
Yeah.
If you win a Vespa, are you riding around on a Vespa?
Yeah.
Really?
But Ben said he's not sure if he likes the idea because he reckons I might die.
He reckons. He's not sure. Hang on. What about the bit where he's not sure if he likes it?
No. He's just like, Jade, I reckon you might die if you win that Vespa. And he's like, I'm not sure how I feel about it. They were his exact words.
Well, you do love an Italian vehicle, don't you?
Oh, I do. I drive an Alfa Romeo. I want the Vespa to go with it. It just excites me. I just said, like, imagine saving on fuel.
Well, imagine you cruising around on the orange Vespa. You're almost more visible than when you wear your high visibility vest on your bicycle. Almost.
That's true. So, I don't know.
Fingers crossed. You know what? As far as competitions go, I would say that's a better one to enter. I reckon not many people will enter that.
Well, now that I've spoken about it on radio, there might
Jane,
be more people.
No.
Yeah.
Very few people are buying a bright orange toaster. That's why they have to have a competition to sell more. And even less of that will be bothered to go through the whole rigmarole of entering.
Well, look, I'll tell
you
now.
You've got a good chance.
If you are thinking of doing this, don't, because it took a long, long, long
really
time.
Hard,
it was really hard. All the
did
I
you
even
have to
had
put
to
name and date of birth.
Yes. I even had to email them to confirm that it has gone through.
Yeah. Here we go. Right.
Don't do it. Let me win.
I reckon you got a good chance. Is it one Vespa up for grabs or is it five or something?
Oh, to be honest,
I don't know.
There's three Vespas. I actually went and downloaded the terms and conditions.
You've got three toasters now, do you?
No. But I may have done it like five times because apparently the product registers TNA.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It was very confusing. Fingers crossed. In all honesty, it was confusing.
Yeah. Well, I hope you win. I'd love to see you cruising
around. I'll take you for a ride on it.
Oh, that'd be very scary. Going in a car with you is bad enough. Just a minute. We're going to do a little MasterChef recap. Heaps has happened over the weekend, so we'll get into that. And why one of the judges has done something very Jade Leader-esque.
Oh, like me.
Yeah, a lot like you. In fact, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's a Jade Leader move. We'll do that in minutes here at New FM. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is still away for COVID testing, so two of us holding the fort here. And it is time now, of course, to talk MasterChef. Because you're hot and you're
So you're a MasterChef lover.
Yeah,
all things MasterChef. I'll be honest, I haven't watched an episode in God years.
Yeah,
probably
right.
Not since season two.
All right, so that's ages, right?
Yeah.
So I'll fill you in a little bit what's been happening. Of course, it's new judges. It's back to win. So you've got all of these people who are actually great professional chefs in the industry. A lot of them already have TV deals and stuff. So it's really good cooking that's going on.
I saw the ad for this year.
Mm.
It did give me goosebumps. I did think, oh, wow, amazing.
Yeah, it's some amazing work and amazing cooking that's happening.
Just didn't get me across the line.
Just not your area of interest. Your idea of cooking is some scrambled eggs or Cheerios for dinner.
Exactly.
All right, this is very different stuff that they're working on. A few interesting things I saw about last night's episode. Big episode being an elimination. So that means someone, of course, going home. And it was a delivery challenge, right? Right, so what they had to do is cook some food. Two of the judges ate it on site then and there. Then Melissa, who's one of the new judges, went home to her home and they delivered the food on motorbikes and then she had to try, like, how did it survive the trip and all that, right?
Okay, that's cool.
So quite a cool, you know, fun, modern challenge,
relevant.
Relevant, cheeky sponsorship deal with Deliveroo. You know, they got heaps of signage. You saw those motorbike, you know, the big boxes on the back of the bike about 35 times in a minute. So they did well on that. A couple of issues, though. First is they really didn't nail the suspense on this one. So with an elimination, you're hoping to hang around for the rest of the episode to find out who's going to go
home. Yeah, it's cliffhanger.
It's supposed to be.
Every ad break, it's like you think you're going to get the reveal and it's like after the ad break.
Yeah,
Five ad breaks later, you're like 5 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, exactly right. This time, though, they did not nail that because one of the cooks was just a bit crap, basically. So this guy, Chris, right? Who I don't mind. Look, he's a barbecue chef. He always wears his little hat, his little bowler hat.
Aww.
And really, his skill, his expertise is cooking meat. And he keeps bringing it up in every episode how he loves cooking meat. And he went for a cheese vegetarian curry and it was all right.
Not his style.
It's not his style, and everyone else smashed it, and you knew, like, the whole episode that he didn't win, basically.
Oh. So it was basically a whole episode of Chris just failing.
Well, and he was like, doing all right, but everyone else was just doing better, and you knew how it was going to turn out. It was just kind of a bit of a letdown. Interesting observation, though, of course, Melissa, it was the delivery to her house, her real house, right?
What did her house look like?
Well, it was kind of a little terrace house,
oh,
right?
Cute.
Yeah, kind of cute and looked like a nice part of Melbourne and all that. But when they were driving the motorbikes there, I was like, we're going to figure out where she lives because it was, like, very obvious on the street. Like, we're going to know where Melissa lives after this. Like, that was my first thought. And then they did a Jade Leader. So about two streets out, it just, like, cut to her closing the door. So, like, I thought, oh, here we go. We're going to know. And then they've pulled a Jade and cut to inside the house.
Yeah.
And it's like a nondescript terrace house. They never showed any shots about the windows, so you couldn't see anything nearby. That's the thing. I reckon they've learnt from you.
Yeah, well, there's some crazies out there. You've got to be careful.
You got to keep your location secret, and they learnt from the best.
Wow.
So there's my MasterChef rap.
That's
Jade.
Good.
Yeah, it's a great season. You get into it if you love
food. Was it halfway through?
Something like that. Getting close to halfway, I reckon.
This is where, you know what, if I'm going to get involved, midway. Because
Well, they're going to have Katy Perry on soon.
The Deadwood's gone. And then it's really the greats are at the end, and that's where it's exciting.
Yeah, the chefs who are, you know, like Chris, specialise in one thing. If it was barbecue cook-off king, he'd be smashing it.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Oh, I feel sorry for him now. Wouldn't he make a cheese risotto?
A cheese curry.
Vegetarian.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good dish, but not a MasterChef dish.
Nah, mate.
Jade, I hear you've got a new hobby. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, in the last 2 weeks, we've been on holidays. Can't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, like everyone in the same boat, I've taken up a new hobby at crocheting.
Oh, God.
And
what, are you 100?
Yep. And my mother-in-law actually got me into it, but... The thing is, it's something that she's done whilst teaching me. I have a theory.
Another Jade mother-in-law story. This is going to be good.
Yes.
News is next here at UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
You want me to...
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
UFM. 3, 2, 1.
So, Crevo Dog.
Yeah.
I was just looking through the news and then I see this article and it says, Woolworths returns to normal trading hours as stockpiling shows signs of coming to an end. But as I've read further into this article, though, it was really funny because... Yeah, the stockpiling on pastas ending, flour, toilet paper, but they say, but these are the things that are now selling. And I'm thinking, God, this is a way they're trying to put fear into people to get, like, more sales. I'm wondering if there's secret deals going on, but, like, with companies going, oh, you know, plug that,
we'll,
this is selling.
We'll feature this as selling out, reckon?
That's okay. This is one thing they're saying, right? So, toilet paper, well, that's all sweet, but ingredients such as cardamom, saffron, dried sesame seeds have doubled in sales, while roasted peppers are up 65%, Asian and hot chili sauces rose 40%, and capers jumped 35%. Thinking, yeah, because we have that cold snap. And everyone wants to eat hot, warm food.
Spicy food now. Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's... People aren't stockpiling white sesame seeds.
No.
I really doubt it.
Nah, not a chance.
The only situation I can think of is maybe, like, everyone's got, like, 12 months worth of pasta now, and they're like, we need something to eat with it.
Yeah.
Like, buy some of those roasted capsicums so you can make a little sauce. You know?
But don't buy into these articles now, because just the fear.
It's all trickery.
Yeah, it really is.
Is what you're saying.
It's my theory anyway.
Yeah,
whether it's right or not, but hey, that's my hot tip. But I've been crocheting at the moment. So, you know, don't go stockpiling, take up a hobby and get into crochet, because it is going to be the new coolest trend.
Oh, no, it isn't. Jade is the 100-year-old lady. The epic tale continues. Sipping tea and crocheting.
Well, yes, but I do have a little bit of a beef, I think, with my mother-in-law.
Oh, classic. Can't wait for this. Do it after Maroon 5 here at UFM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is still away today with a corona testing.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow if he's got COVID-19.
Hopefully it's all good. I'm sure he'll be fine.
I've been waiting for the moment someone from this workplace catches it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone will know. It'd be awkward. I hope it's not me.
Yeah. Well, everyone hopes it's not them.
That's true. But crocheting.
Yeah. I can't believe...
topic.
I'll get, no, Jade, it's not race car driving. It's not video games. You're 100 years old. No, what are you doing?
Yeah, you mock me, but
I do.
Everyone's doing it.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yes, they are. You'd be surprised. 13 10 09 if you want to prove Crevo wrong this morning.
Let's
and
go
own
around
up.
The team. Hang on. Amish, are you crocheting at the moment quite a lot?
No.
Is Sally Butt is your partner?
No. She's still working. She's working at home.
So. Oh, well, that's why.
No,
she's
that's
working.
100% of everyone else in the team isn't.
Nah.
That's proof.
Well, anyway.
Tell us about how much you love it.
I'm loving it that much that I spent an hour and a half at Spotlight last week. And I went in when it was daylight. I came out when it was dusk. And I couldn't believe it. I had to pay for parking because I went and parked above Anytime Fitness there in the
paid
parking
section. Oh, there's that multi-level? Yeah.
And I was like, you're kidding me. For like 80-something dollars later, I spent like $86 on wool. I got myself more like different size crochet, I guess, sticks. I don't know. Needles. I got this really cool crochet needle case. Like, I was really heavily invested.
Oh, Jade.
So, couldn't believe it. $86. I said, but I'm sorry, I've spent my allowance for the week. I may need some more money because I blew it all. But because I'm just that into it. There's so much nice wool out there. Just the colours, the patterns. And so I've started actually crocheting. I've made a scarf.
Okay.
Two scarves, actually. Made one for Ben. But I think Ben's mum's tried to sabotage me. So my mother-in-law is the one who's actually got me into crocheting.
Isn't she usually the one that copies you?
Normally, yes.
You've copied her this time.
Yes. I've got on board her train.
Yep.
And I'm glad I have because it's a lot of fun. And we've been bonding over it. But then I started making a blanket, and my thread, my chain, which is the first chain that you have to create to make your blanket, was super duper tight to the point where the rest of my crocheting was really loose, but this one chain was tight. So it was making my blanket warped. Like there was like a weird curve in the blanket because one of the threads was super tight.
That sounds like the work of an amateur.
Yes, a beginner. So I thought that's strange. So that's why that was my first scarf that I made, right? Oh, the phone's ringing. Yeah. Just stand by.
Hold the line.
And so then I thought, okay, we'll make it a scarf. We won't go with a blanket because it's not going to work. And then I started making my second blanket. Mm. Monica, my mother-in-law's, taught me again. But then the same things happened again. And I'm
so is your crap skill, is it?
No, it's her fault. I think she's sabotaging me because she doesn't want me to be good at crocheting.
As if, Jade.
No, because all her stuff's perfect and mine's not. And I copied. She started it. And I kept the exact same width, the exact same chaining. Everything was exactly the same. And for some reason, I end up with these really tight things. She's there doing the classic. I really just don't know what's happening, Jade. I'm thinking, yes, you do.
Are you sure it's just not your absolute lack of skill as to why you can't make a blanket and not her? What do you reckon she's tightening the knots at night while you're asleep?
Possibly. No. Look, I did leave it out in the living room at one point when she was staying over. But I just think it's very odd. And I told Ben this theory, and he reckons I'm crackers.
Yep,
and he's
same.
Just like, Jade, you're starting a war. And I said, look, it's not a war. I just think she's up to something.
Wars are usually started over, you know, resources or...
So, secretly, I've been on YouTube in my own time when she's left. And so I've been crocheting... like off YouTube, haven't had a problem since
she's left.
Yep.
So you reckon she's been tightening all the knots in the middle of the night to make your blanket worse than hers?
Yep, because she wants to be the queen. Queen of crochet.
Well, the war has begun. You heard it here.
Yep.
All right, we're waking up with the Novos. What's the goss up next here at New FM? You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is, of course, away for COVID testing. So we're here manning the ship. Jade, you've been renovating like everyone else in isolation.
Yep.
Tell us what's going on.
It's a thing to do. Well, so Benny and I kicked off, actually just before I went on holidays, tiling. We removed our backsplash in our kitchen. We tiled.
Yeah.
And then obviously we replaced the range hood. We got that up on the wall. Yeah. And we painted all our cabinetry as well. Surprisingly, went very well. We did it.
Yeah, so I saw some photos. Looking pretty swish, Jade.
Thank you. Yeah, it was frightening doing the spraying, but turned out Ben neglected to tell me that he'd actually, like, in the past, he'd sprayed a couple of cars, like, in his younger days.
Really?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, I don't know why I was stressing, because you've done it before. But, yeah, you know, we cut some corners, you know, picked up our air compressor from Cashies. Yeah. They're at Broadmeadow. Like, we always go there for our tools now because you can get a good deal. Bought that. Worked a treat. It was awesome. It made life so much easier.
Now you've got a compressor as well.
Yeah.
Put that in the tool shed. How manly.
No. But it's great because we're like, oh, we can spray everything. We can respray our whole house. I said, Ben, let's not get, you know, too excited. I don't want to go
You did a
re-spray.
Couple of cupboard doors. So that's a big difference between doing that and the whole cladding of your entire house.
But it's funny how, like, you do, like, something small.
Yeah.
A little project. And now, like, Ben's like, oh, I can tackle anything.
Your confidence grows, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so, like, I said, look, let's not go about wanting to change the complete colour of the exterior of the home. We think we're going to go ahead and do our bathrooms now.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they're two of the things that we really need to get done in our house. Like,
bathroom renos can be big, though.
No. I reckon a piece of cake.
You reckon?
Only because, okay, obviously we will need to get probably a plumber. Although it's just turning the water off.
Yeah, easy. Just turn the water off. Turn it back on again. No worries.
That's what I think we're going to do there. But just the tiling. Honestly, I think I secretly, if I was going to take on a trade or I had to for some reason, tiling is the way to go.
You reckon?
A lot of fun. I found it so therapeutic doing it. I loved it. I honestly loved tiling. And so Ben really enjoys the grouting aspect. I just love putting the mix on the back of the tile. Perfect. I love nailing it in one go. Like, it's just like when you peel the butter, like the film off the butter, first crack. And it's just perfect. That's what the feeling I get out of making sure
that's very ASMR, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you just, that certain sort of thing that you do that feels good.
It's just when you nail it, it's such a good feeling.
I could imagine you and Benny having a little tiling company.
Doing it.
Ben and Jade's tiling.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go that far.
Ben and Jade's tiling, how can I help you?
It's fun doing your own house, but I wouldn't want to do it on someone else's, I don't think.
$300 a day each, though.
Oh, easily. And that's what one of our mates said. He's like, you easily saved about, like, $750 on labour doing that tiling yourself.
Yeah, and it looks pretty good.
You know what? It's honestly, it's not hard. Like, if we did the classic subway tile, like, don't get me wrong, like, there's nothing too intricate in that.
Yeah.
Like, but it was a lot of fun. It's doable. You just got to be patient and nail the leveling.
Yeah.
Which I have to give total credit to Benny.
He got that part.
Yeah. But anyway, we think now, I was in the bathroom the other day.
Look, I could bloody do this. No, just turn the water off.
Yeah, it was really funny. I said, Ben, like, if you turn the water off, but I was looking around, it's all tiling. I said, we nailed the tiling in the kitchen. How hard can a bathroom be?
Oh, I can't wait to see how that goes.
So we've got a lot of courage right now. We actually started, we pulled off, we have like a window frame where the past owners actually walled over the window.
Okay.
So we were curious. I said, Ben, let's just, well, actually, I was a little bit scared. Ben's like, look, Jade, let's just take it off and we'll see what's behind there.
Yeah.
They left the whole window in the wall. Glass and all.
Well, that makes it easy if you want to open that up again.
I know.
Just cut open the hole.
So it begins.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. especially my favourite bit is, it's easy to do plumbing, just turn the water off. We'll see how all that goes. Jade's Renault saga continues. Next, though, we're headed over to Europe, where there's a young prince, Jade.
Yeah, so we all know I love royalty. It doesn't matter.
Any shape, size or form.
Where the royalty comes from, but there's a place called, I think it's Luxembourg.
You got it right.
Yes, nailed it. So they've just popped out a little baby. So we're going to talk about this little royal prince in a sec.
Excellent. We'll do it after your traffic here at New FM. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos 105.3 New FM. Maddie is still away with COVID testing. Jade, royalty chat. You love it.
I know. I get so excited. I just love royalty. It was my dream to be a princess. Girl's dream wasn't, you know, Barbie princess. But
because you wore a crown at your wedding.
I did. I love a crown, just in general.
You've got that in your display cabinet.
Yep, to wear around town.
I'd
wear a crown.
Oh, brilliant.
They're pretty. I love that sort of, you know me, I love that period time back.
You love a period drama.
A drama movie and just the day when they used to dress up and wear crowns and jewels and the big gowns of the corsets. And I know it would have been
bling
painful.
Of old.
Yeah.
Is what you're into.
It's how times have changed. And so when there's a little royalty prince or princess born anywhere around the world, it really excites me.
Mm.
And I hadn't heard of this place, Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. There you go. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
But they've got a new prince, the second in line to the throne, Charles Jean Philip Joseph Marie Guillaume, I believe it's pronounced. So he's been born. And he's just a lucky duck. And I was saying to you guys, easy family to marry into.
Well, Luxembourg, it's only got about 600,000 people in the whole place.
There you go.
It's basically a city.
So if you've got aspirations to be a princess, that's the European country you want to move to.
Well, they're saying like once this COVID thing ends, flights will be cheap. I can just see you grabbing your crown. Come on, Betty, we're off to Luxembourg. He's like, where? Just get on the plane. Trying to get yourself into the family. Social climbing. There's only 600,000 people. Like, that's sort of...
It's not a lot.
No, you've got a really good chance of meeting all the royalty.
Be good. Yeah. Just being in one of the courtiers.
You wear the crown around town, they'll think you are.
That's true. That's a way in, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, oh, nice to meet you, one of the royalty. Yeah. I'm cousin, you know, the cousin of a cousin from Australia. Remember them? No? Oh, just come on in.
Well, just a heads up all, if you want to, get into royalty.
Luxembourg's your best chance.
Yeah. That's what we've discovered.
Yeah. Check in with Hamish in just a minute. And then I went and, you know, they've got this COVID testing at Broadmeadow drive-through.
Mm.
I was like, drive-through? That sounds pretty good. Let's have a go at that. So
you did it for fun.
Well, just for interest and to add, because they're looking for more data. They want more people tested. So I was like, I'll go along. So we'll chat about that. I've got a recording of how it all went down.
Ooh,
I was a major wimp. News is next here at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Crevo, I can't believe you. I can't believe you did this. You went and got tested for COVID-19 because they are asking for people to go for data now.
Yeah, so
you willingly just volunteered to do it, which is good of you. You're a great human being. But there's not a chance I would be doing that.
So it's this drive-through one at Broadmeadow. You just ring up and make a booking, and it's like it's an amazing setup they have. It's like these big tents that you drive your car through, and you're like, oh, yep, this is your time, this is your lane, like I was in lane 4 or whatever, and you drive in, and I'm going to put the video up on our Facebook page of me getting tested. Producer Jackson has seen it, and his comment was, ew, that thing touched your brain, not
gross.
A chance.
Yuck.
I was a major wimp about it, so I've got the audio of that to play for you in just a minute, and I'm going to get you, Jade, to watch the video live on the show next. Crevo's Corona test after Jimmy Barnes here at New FM. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie's still away because he got tested for COVID-19 after one or two suspicious symptoms. Mm-hmm. I, however, have been symptom-free the last few weeks. Absolutely fine, feel fine.
You're the bill of health.
Yeah, exactly. I've been feeling great. However, at Broadmeadow, they've got this drive-through testing set up going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've started inviting just anyone to come and get tested to help out, like, see if there's any little pockets left of it in the community.
Yeah, so when you say Broadmeadow, it's at the McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yep.
For those who want to head along. But you've got to get an appointment.
Yeah, so you ring up and you make an appointment and they're like, all right, be here at 8:40 or whatever time, go through lane whatever. They've got six or seven lanes,
well,
I think.
Yeah, it's very organised.
Yeah, hugely organised. Like, they come up, they go, right, what's your name? There's a guy who's, you know, checks, yep, go through that lane, drive around that cone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's super organised and quite an amazing setup.
So, and you did this on Sunday.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
So Sunday morning, had a little appointment, both Emmy and I, let's just go get tested and, you know, help out with the data and see what it's all about.
Mm.
Right?
I've heard not so good things about this test.
Well, look, I'm going to say overall, it was fine.
Okay.
However, the one where it does go up your nose, I was a big wimp about it.
When you say there's one, so is it a two-part test, is it?
It's one prong. Like that, it's like a big cotton bud on a long stick.
Mm-hmm.
First, they shove it down your throat, and then they shove it up your nose.
Right.
So I'm going to play out how my reaction was, because of course I got Emmy to film, and she found it hilarious because I went second. How much of a wimp I was.
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
Same people work there for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do the same thing. One
of
the throat, and one
of
the nose.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He got big nose.
All right, just we'll look at the head first and stick your tongue out.
Throw it first.
We'll start with the throat. Don't want your boogers in your mouth, surely. Keep your tongue out for me, mate.
Good job.
Well done, and then tilting your head back and we'll do the nose. Doing well. There you go.
Oh, it goes right up the nose then.
Oh,
you're watching now.
Yeah, okay, so I'm watching the bit where the it's like a really big, with those earbuds that you get to clean your ears.
Yep,
it's
but really long.
And
they shove it right up there. I swear, it tickled my brain.
Ooh.
Like, that's how far it goes up.
Not a chance.
And there's like a weird sort of taste to it as well at the back of your throat.
Yuck.
But overall, like, it's uncomfortable, but I would compare it to like getting a needle or something.
Oh, no. But just watching this, because you remember when I think it was swine flu was massive?
Yeah.
So I was living at the Sunshine Coast up in Queensland at the time when that was massive.
Yeah.
And I had to have this test done.
Yeah.
And I actually physically grabbed the nurse's arm.
Jade.
I'm not kidding. I had both of my hands on her forearm as my head was back and she had the big nose
jabber
up there. And she was like, Jade, let go of my arm. You need to let go of my arm now. And then I let go and then she just quickly yanked it back out. It was horrible.
Look, I had a bit of a sore nose, but really, not that bad. I'm going to put the video up on our Facebook page. If you're curious, you know, to see how it goes, and you can watch me.
You weren't too bad.
Oh, I was pretty wimpy when it went up my nose. Like, really, I should have just relaxed
did
a bit more.
Did Emmy flinch? You flinched.
Didn't flinch, and she reckoned that's why she didn't really feel as much. Because I flinched, and she said that probably made it worse.
You scrunch your face up like a little baby.
There you go. I told you I was acting like a wimp.
It is actually funny. You've got to check this out.
All right, I'll put it up on Facebook in just a minute. The latest with Hamish, everything re-COVID-19, the developments that are happening in just minutes here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos. It's Jay. Maddie and Crevo. Maddie's still away waiting his coronavirus testing results.
Hopefully he's all good.
I'm sure he will be. And speaking of everything, all things COVID-19, we're joined by Hamish, who's going to give us a little bit of the latest updates around that. Nope, Hamish is not. That's all good. Well, that's a wrap on the show, Jade.
A all done. Done and dusted. We're back. Hopefully the team will be all back and well tomorrow.
Yeah, he's supposed to get his results today sometime, so it should be all good. I'm sure it will be. Chances. There was only, what, one new case in all of New South Wales?
Yeah, we had a joke. We thought, imagine if it was Maddie.
Couldn't be. Poor fellow. He hasn't got his results yet.
Bless.
He was feeling a bit under the weather, but yeah, he should be all good.
But fingers welcome crossed. Back. Thanks for sticking with us.
It's good to be back, and it's good to be hanging out with you. Lizzie's up next. She's got 105 commercial free, and we'll be on to that. That's a wrap on Monday. I can't believe it. We got through it.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.